No joke this evening. I just want to make my homily very, very short. And because last weekend, I recall, I talked too much. So, you will be hated by all men and women on account of my name, Jesus says. This statement was among the many guidelines Jesus gave to his disciples as he prepared them for their future missionary work as they were to go witnessing on his behalf in a hostile and unfriendly world. Now, speaking about witnessing and its consequences, St. Paul addressed Bishop Timothy saying, "You are well aware that anyone who tries to live in devotion to Christ is certain to be attacked." 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. This is bound to be so because persecution is the result of the clash between good and evil, between God and the devil. And it will come to us from every corner, from members of the same household, from family of faith community, from friends, from enemies, from those far from God, and from those who seem to be close to God. So watch out, it is here with us. Therefore, witnessing to Christ is not the concern only of the apostles, but of every Christian of all times and places. Not everyone is called to leave his homeland and go to remote regions to announce the gospel, but we are all called to witness wherever we find ourselves, at home, outside the home, within the Christian community we find ourselves, and even in front of non-believers. There is no moment in life when we are dispensed of this obligation. In fact, whether we like it or not, at any given moment in our life, our life will be one of these two things, either a witnessing or a counter-witnessing, either a confession of Jesus or a denial of Jesus. We cannot run away from these different situations. At every point in our life, it is either we are acknowledging Jesus or we are denying him through the remarks we make, through our speeches and through our actions and reactions. Whether by our lifestyle or the preaching of the gospel, it behooves us to see that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not kept hidden because of indifference or fear. It is our sacred duty to see that we put this gospel of Jesus on a stand so that people may see its light and give praise to the Heavenly Father. If this is to happen, witnesses are needed. That is, people who are not afraid or even ashamed to be seen to be followers of Jesus Christ out there in the midst of a skeptical and sometimes hostile world. It's not uncommon to find people show signs of fear or shy away from expressing their faith, especially in public, even when there is no imminent danger to their lives. This is a very sad situation, and even worse than a real threat to one's own life in a situation of witnessing. Sometimes, witnessing can demand from us to stand on the side of truth without fear or favor, regardless from where that truth is coming from. Other times, it could mean having a legitimate duty to carry out, but have obstacles and oppositions preventing that to happen. Now, the question will be, do we have to hold on to that duty with patience and diligence, which Christian obligation imposes on us as we wait on the Lord, or do we hastily abandon or avoid it completely because we don't want to be a victim? However, fear is not necessarily a bad thing because it can warn us of a present danger. But fear can be a handicap. It can make cowards of us. Fear is the enemy of faith. All those who have accomplished great things have to overcome fear. In the first reading of today, Jeremiah is a typical example. He lived out his vocation during a time of great turmoil, which saw the defeat of Israel and the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, which Jeremiah held so dear to his heart. He lived with constant threat to his life. Yet, in spite of everything, he remained faithful to his mission. What was the secret? It was the conviction that God was on his side. Jesus Christ knew the fears of the apostles, and they were legitimate fears. So not once, but three times, he said to them, "Do not be afraid." In order to be able to overcome their fears, Jesus urged them to have complete trust in God. God knows every detail of our lives. So Jesus reminded them that if God, the Father, watches over the life and death of the smallest and the least valuable creatures, such as the sparrow, how much more will he watch over his children in their trials? It means, therefore, that there is no reason for us to be discouraged or afraid, because Jesus is never so close to us as when we are persecuted, ready at all times to strengthen and defend us. And he does so in his own mysterious ways.